British novelist Martin Amis took on greed and the age of Thatcherism in his novel Money. His other titles include Other People, Success, London Fields, and The Rachel Papers. His new novel is Time's Arrow. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
I'm still puzzling over the last Martin Amis novel, London Fields. Was it as great as it wanted to be? It was certainly long enough, and sufficiently postmodern and narcissistic on the subjects of language and the disintegration of personality, and told us what we needed to know about an imperial city in decline, and was the best book ever written about the game of darts. But with greatness, there is usually generosity, and Martin Amis is no more generous than his father, Kingsley. Now we have a very short Martin Amis novel, and it's brilliant. And because it's about the Holocaust, generosity is irrelevant. You will be hearing a lot about Time's Arrow in weeks to come. Galleys have been around for months, and many people are already upset, because you're not supposed to be brilliant and tricky and stylish about the Holocaust. You're supposed to be numb, or stammer, or scream. Martin Amis, instead, writes backwards. That is, he imagines a man, an accident victim in a contemporary American hospital, who not only remembers his life against his will, back to the trauma of his war years in Germany, but who experiences every aspect of that life, the food he ate, the women he loved, the deeds he did, even his conversations, in reverse, like a wrong-way film, or Nietzsche's dreadful doctrine of eternal recurrence. Thus, to pick an example that's charming instead of horrifying, there are the yellow cabs of New York. They're always there when you need one, we are told, even in the rain or when the theaters are closing. They pay you up front, no questions asked. They always know where you're going. They're great. No wonder we stand there for hours on end, waving goodbye, or saluting this fine service. The streets are full of people with their arms raised, drenched and weary, thanking the yellow cabs. Now imagine this same technique applied to everything else. In church, we take money out of the collection plate. On the street, garbage men strew trash. At the dinner table, we vomit up our food. In hospitals, doctors dismember their patients. At Auschwitz, Jews are saved from ovens by helpful Nazis who reattach their beards and send them home in trains. It turns out that our man, the accident victim, was a doctor at Auschwitz who financed his escape from the occupation and his several changes of identity with the gold he stole from the teeth of the Jews. Trapped in a backwards dream of himself, he must return through denial to that moment when he ceased to be human. Like psychoanalysis, a devolution. Like history, written as if it had to be, as if what happened were inevitable. Like gravity, the fall into sin. The test of a stylistic trick is what it does to us inside, what it makes us feel in the intimacy of our emotions, our reptilian fearfulness. Because Time's Arrow is written backwards, we have to slow down to read it, and the horror catches up. It's not just that the Holocaust was a moral inversion. It's that history is arbitrary, a falsification that assumes a logic that didn't exist, a fictitious causation from a poisoned premise. We chose this evil. It didn't just happen to us. After Time's Arrow, we see, feel, and think differently. That's an amazing thing for a novel to do.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Time's Arrow by Martin Amis.